that and you coming over. Okay, so 4th of July, right around the corner. We're talking today about the multicultural America. If you look at a dollar bill, which is the most frequently circulated part of our currency, you will see a symbol on the back of an eagle. And around the eagle are the words written, E pluribus unum. E pluribus unum. That translates from the Latin to mean out of the many, one. Out of the many, one. Written on every dollar bill in circulation. For we know that the strength of the United States of America is the diversity of its people. All of us woven together create a strong tapestry of the United States. That's the strength of our country. That's what we stand for. That's what makes us a great country. And when a country doesn't know this, it weakens the fiber of their country. We can look as an example at Nazi Germany, when there was the decision that if you weren't of the Aryan race, that you needed to be extinguished or put out of the society. We see what happened. Millions of people were killed and hurt, and the government and the society itself just collapsed because it was out of the divine order of what is the natural way for life to be, woven together and supporting itself. So Dr. Ernest Holmes said, behind all is a unity. That's what we call this part of our spiritual enrichment center, unity. Behind all is a unity, through all is a diversity, and saturating all is a divinity. So just on a lighter note, Irma Bombeck had a little something to say about the 4th of July. Some of you are smiling, you may have already heard it. You have to love a nation that celebrates its independence every 4th of July, not with a parade of guns and tanks and soldiers who march by the White House as a show of strength, but instead with family picnics where kids throw frisbees, where the potato salad gets kind of iffy, and where the flies die from happiness. You may think you've overeaten, but it's called patriotism. Right, so America, our country, is founded on the spiritual principle, and it is a spiritual principle of oneness. That's the vision that our forefathers had for this country. We're still developing that vision, but that's the idea on which the United States of America was founded. And that is the first principle that we teach in New Thought in our organization. And Buddha and Jesus said that they understood that the universe has to be one, has to be together, or it doesn't work, it doesn't exist at all. And so the United States of America caught that vision and have been working to bring that into experience and expression. Ernest Holmes used Jesus' words, a house divided against itself cannot stand, to emphasize the spiritual nature of this truth. And America was founded on this principle. So that's something that we need to remember. Abraham Lincoln would use those same words of Jesus, a house divided against itself cannot stand, to support the idea of ending slavery, yet preserving the nation. As one nation, we're stronger than any of the individual states, and yet the variety of the people in all those different places in the country add to the richness of our country, and that has been a beacon to our world for 240 years. The variety of our country, what we offer to the world, has been held up as a model of how the world can be. So as a country, our darkest hours have been when we've forgotten this principle. And our finest hours are when we focus on this oneness and what is best about our country. For our lives to be the way that we desire them to be, for America to be the country that it's meant to be, and for our world to be the home wherein everybody can flourish and thrive, we need to have a great passion for that oneness, a great passion and a mighty appreciation of our individual lives and our collective lives when they're woven together. America is strong because of our diversity. That's what makes us strong. Just as the world is strong when all of the gifts and talents of everybody are honored. Heaven is described as a place where the French are the cooks. The Italians are the lovers. The Germans are the mechanics. And the British are the event planners. And hell is when the Brits are the cooks. The French are the mechanics. The Germans are the lovers. And the Italians are the event planners. So we each bring our own talents, our skills, our richness to this country and to our lives together. And that's what creates a multicultural America. When we recognize and honor that, everybody wins. We're really glad that Daryl is here to do his music. Hopefully you're glad I'm here to do the speaking and not the singing and the music, because that's not my skill set. And we don't want Daryl to speak, he says. So, you know, we all have to find where we have our gifts and what we can offer so that we can strengthen what we do. So universal oneness has to be recognized in order for it to be embodied. It has to be embodied, and then it can be recognized. We have to know about this idea so that we can call it forth. Until there's a real recognition of the divinity in everything and in everyone, and an honoring of this recognition, how can there be any real experience of kinship, of oneness, of connection? As long as it's foremost in our mind, me and you, or them and us, then we're only seeing separation. We're not seeing unity. We're not seeing strength and oneness. As long as we feel separated and isolated, we're believing in partisanism, sectarianism, segregation, and tribalism. That's what that leads to, those feelings of separation. So segregation of any kind will eventually bring about the experience of violence, because it goes against our natural instinct, and we rebel against that. That's the natural outcome. In violence, we forget who we are and what we are, and it will likely sink us into despair and conflict. Now, the only way to dissolve that conflict that's created by the separation is to heal our own thoughts of separation, the idea of different than and other in our own minds and hearts. That's where we have our work to do. And in our foundations class that we teach here at the center, we learn that we're all inextricably connected, all rooted in one source, one source. But our challenge is to live from that knowledge, to live and believe in that and let it become who we are, to let it just be the way we live our lives. In the Science of Mind textbook, it says, one of the first things to do is to love everybody. If you haven't done this, begin to do so at once. There's always more good than bad in people, and seeing the good tends to bring it forth. So the history of America is the story of ever-increasing diversity among races and cultures, ever-increasing. The history of all men are created equal, that was stated in 1770, has evolved through the ages. It says all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's in our Declaration of Independence. And that's about inclusion, not exclusion. However, we've had to grow into that understanding. In 1770, all men are created equal meant males, whites, and landowners. That was who the men were that were created equal. Now, as we've evolved through the years since then, we now know that that also includes African Americans and people of other racial heritages. It also means women. Women have equal rights too. It also means our LGBT brothers and sisters have the same equal rights. So we've had to grow and evolve in that understanding. When it was first stated, it was a more narrow understanding. And now we realize the truth of it is that it is all inclusive. It includes all. And as we realize that, we grow and expand and we become stronger because we include more. Including more is greater strength. So even today, people who have darker skin do not have the same equality as white people. Now, that's just the fact of life. Women do not have the same equality, especially in the workplace, as men. And our LGBT brothers and sisters are still working to get their rights recognized and seen. So we have a ways to go. We're not completely there yet, but we do have a vision that we're working for, and nothing can thwart that. Sometimes in our darker hours of our civilization, of our country, whatever, we forget this and we see other thoughts and things rising up. But those are not the things that will last. They will crumble, they will fall, because they're not based on spiritual principle. So we're moving in the direction of all people are created equal. However, we have to ask ourselves, is our movement in that direction fast enough? Is it steady enough? Is it strong enough? Each of us have to answer that question by looking within our own lives. Do we still have other out there? Do we still look from a place of separation? Or are we healing that within our own lives and our own thoughts to realize the oneness of all of life? That's where our work is. The world is waiting for us. It's waiting for you and for me to realize and remember this. For change to happen, it has to begin inside each of us. That's the only thing we can actively affect, is what happens within our own consciousness. America and all of creation is continually reinventing itself, and that's according to natural law. That's the way life works. It's always evolving and expanding outward, and that is including the principles of inclusion and oneness. That's how we're growing and moving and evolving. And in spite of being a nation of immigrants, which is what we are, we have historically resisted immigration. Mostly when large numbers of people tried to come in. Now, before 1850, we really didn't have much resistance to immigration because large numbers weren't coming in at the same time. But around then, we had an influx of Irish and German people, and there was a big movement to keep them out, a big movement. And it was mostly aimed at anti-Catholicism. Some of you may not remember, but that was one of the first hurdles that had to be overcome. There was a lot of prejudice among Protestant people against Catholic people. And I remember when President John Kennedy, he was the first Catholic president who was elected in 1960, there was a big uprising, especially in the South, which is predominantly Protestant, about this Catholic president, and they didn't want to support him. And there were even some things being said that was the reason he was assassinated in the South, because of his Catholic background. So we have had these prejudices that we've had to work through the ages. And in the 1880s, we had anti-Chinese laws on the immigration books that we've had to work through. Now, that isn't heard of so much. Now we have other bans that are coming to people's attention and awareness, and people are speaking up and saying, no, we're not going to abide by that. So we have to realize that this is a progressive thing. This is a progression in consciousness that we've been going through. It's not new. So the question has been through the ages, is America a melting pot or is it a dumping ground? Depends on your perspective on that. So we know that it's a melting pot of the strongest and the best, because historians have shown that immigration has impacted our country in a very positive way. That new surges of immigrants bring in a time of innovation, creativity, and job growth. That's what happens when you bring in new ideas into your culture. We can look at the IT base right now. Has a lot of Middle Easterners who have brought great advances in the IT field. And these bans have affected some of the companies in adverse ways. So change is good for the population as a whole. And the biodiversity science shows that a healthy organism has a diverse genetic base. Breeders, dog breeders, know that if you have too much inbreeding, it weakens the species. So we need to realize that diversity leads to strength. Ernest Holmes says, creation is eternally going on. America is continually reinventing itself, and that's according to natural law. It's the emphasis on differences that causes us to separate and dissociate ourselves from the other. There's a need for us to create a new culture of one world, one heart, one body, one soul, a culture where we can get together and be all right, where we can give peace a chance, where the world can be as one. These are not new ideas, but we can hear them reflected through the music in our culture, the ideas in our culture that keep popping up. So maybe, just maybe, this is the door that's opening, the portal that's opening for us to move through and lift it to an even higher level. We can certainly hold that as our vision and as our intention. So love is the greatest healing power in the universe. It's the only thing that binds people together in a community of spirit. So when we come together as a country and pause and remember that we're all one people, we're all Americans, regardless of where our ancestors came from. If we were to take a poll in this room of where our ancestors came from, we would have cultures and heritages from all over the world. A lot of people are using this Ancestry.com and 23andMe to see where their ancestry is from. And it's amazing how many different things come together to make us who we are. So for us to think there's anybody who's other is just coming from ignorance. That's all that it is. One of my ministerial colleagues is in South Florida. His name is Reverend Doré Patillon. And he had a little story, on his blog where he said this. He said, my barber is a wonderful man who immigrated from Jordan, and he's a devout Muslim. We have stimulating and friendly conversations about history, comparative religion, and I listen eagerly to this very wise, very fine American who chose to come to this nation to raise his family and prosper. Now, his culture and religion may be foreign to me, but he is as American as apple pie in the way he looks at life and what he wants for himself and for his family. We all want the same things, no matter where we live, how we worship, or what our politics are. We want to raise our families in peace, love, and contentment. We want our children to receive a fine education and go on to surpass us in accomplishing and in the joy of life. Each generation builds upon the last in a good society, and this nation is a very good society. The fact that too many people have lost faith in our national values and in our democracy is very troubling. We can restore our national consciousness by taking our various racial, class, sexual, and other distinctions as strengthening our multicultural America and celebrate our oneness as Americans. We've been majoring in the minors and neglecting what really matters, which is that all humans are one. Americans all, we sit at the table of democracy and freedom together with the conscious knowledge that we're truly one in God, one in mind, and one in heart. Tribalism is what causes civilizations to degenerate. Is that what we want for our nation and for the world? I don't think so. Some thoughts to think about. So what we could do with is a good old-fashioned dose of neighborliness, to love our neighbor as we love ourselves and as we love God. Our neighbor is all of humankind, even those who injure us or differ from us in our religion. In the Western Bible, the Christian Bible, it says, love your neighbor, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who persecute you and despitefully use you. This would seem to be the impossible dream, and yet it's what we're called to aspire to. Perhaps we could start with goodwill to all and do no harm. Those might be easy places to start. Do no harm, goodwill to all. This morning in A Course in Miracles, we were talking about the fact that unforgiveness blocks us from being able to realize our good and let our good flow. So if we have any residual feelings of unforgiveness about anything going on or anything in our lives or anything in our past, we need to work on forgiving that, releasing that, trusting in the divine idea, the divine vision, the divine outworking of good, and let go of our little individual petty differences that we might be holding on to that are keeping and blocking that from coming through. America can indeed be the greatest place to be, but only when it becomes the most loving place to be. Ours is the privilege of making that so. And our teaching reminds us that love is the central flame of the universe. No, it's the very fire itself. God is love, and love is God. I was very pleased to see at the multicultural gathering Friday night at the synagogue. You may know that Rabbi Lynn is retiring from the synagogue and moving away. And she's been here for 10 years. I've known her through the Women in Ministries and the Interfaith Luncheons and through the presentation of the Interfaith Thanksgiving Service. So she's going to be missed. But I was interested when I was sitting there. Charles and I went to represent the center. And as we were sitting there, I was looking around and I saw over here was Joe Johnson and his wife from the Presbyterian Church. Two rows in front of me was the imam and his wife from the mosque. Over to my right was Father Gallagher and Sister Teresa from St. Columba. And scattered throughout the whole congregation were people of many different faith paths, many different races, nationalities, cultures. It was a beautiful multicultural gathering right here in Dothan. It was wonderful to see that right here in Dothan. It was very touching. Now, I would expect no less from this particular gathering because that's who Rabbi Lynn was. She was very open. She was very inclusive of all people. So it's just a reflection of the fact that we do have a very high vision, and we can each be responsible for bringing it forth in our own environments, wherever we are, letting that shine. In 1954, the official motto of America became, "In God we trust." In God we trust. This country, its people, and its destiny is linked with the concept of one from many, as well as many exist in the one. So we do trust and have faith that America is always marching toward a more equal culture, a more equal application of laws and justice, a more equal application of the spiritual principle of oneness. We are moving in that direction. We need to keep that vision, keep moving in that direction, do what is ours to do to provide that, not fall into despair and conflict, but move towards that vision. With the global heart in mind that doesn't see borders or boundaries, but sees that torch held high, welcoming all to a land of great possibility, we can surely be the America that we all envision, if we're willing to move our feet, and there's no end to the good that we can realize and the success that we can achieve. The day is coming when the dream of the founders of our America will be realized. This will be a country of the people, for the people, and by the people. One people opening the way for one world with liberty and justice for all. That's what the multicultural America stands for. So our affirmation is, all people are created equal. They are endowed by the Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We have it on a, let's see. Yes, here we go. Let's read this together. All people are created equal. They are endowed by the Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among those are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And so it is. Desi, would you mind showing that one that had the W and the M that was just before? Yeah, right there. That was it. Yeah, right here. I wanted you all to see this. This is how to build lasting relationships. Cut along the dotted line and rotate it. So changing me to we. I thought that was kind of clever. So thank you. Yeah. Okay, let's just go within and have a closing prayer at this time. And our waiters and waitresses are going to go and make sure everything's set up for our luncheon in a few minutes. Okay, so I give great thanks that we do have a wonderful vision to aspire to. We do have work to do, yes, but we are the people who came here to do that. We can do it. And as we unite together and appreciate the goodness of life, the goodness of all people and what they contribute and what they bring, we can bring forth a world and a nation that does work for everyone. I'm grateful that we're involved in this work, that we each have parts to do, and that we are up to the job. Thank you, Divine Spirit. God bless the United States of America, and so it is.
And so it is.
Amen.